129. That's 129 Lincolnshire shows we've actually had, and this one is going to be the best yet. Why do we know that? Well, because Amelia Highfield's on the case. Yay, Amelia, how are you?
I'm very excited. A bit nervous, but very, very excited. I think the sunshine's going to come out. It's good.
Of course. Now, I have to say, already the Highfield efficiency, which I know has become legendary, has worked splendidly because here we are in the press area. It's all sorted through. We've got our wonderful goodie bags. It's actually there. It's just superb.
Thank you very much. We've worked really hard this year to try and give you a little bit more information about the show pre-event so you can plan ahead. But hopefully it will all help on the day.
Lots of really exciting stuff. Of course, we are in the 21st century, in case people are wondering. We also have bloggers and tweeters, and they've already been working. We've got a fantastic fivesome of folk who are there, one of whom is already getting her mobile phone out. She's all sorted out. Katie, this is your first ever agricultural show.
Yeah, the first one. I'm just looking in my bag to try and find my phone to blog about it.
It's fairly critical, Amy, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, start now.
Absolutely. So, again, you're standing just ahead of the legend that is Alan Stennett, who traditionally does various interviews, etc. Alan, I mean, you must be impressed. I mean, Amy's doing a cracking job here.
Undoubtedly, yeah. It's an amazing organisation. There are more people here this morning than normally find at this time of the day, all prepared, as you say, to go out and blog, tweet, and anything else that they fancy doing, whatever that may mean.
So, Amy, a pay raise, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you.
Are you going to get a chance to check out any of the other stuff, or do we need to go and find out the ladies and pigs people and send them over to yourself, as well as other folk?
Yeah, definitely send them over about lunchtime. That sounds good. I did actually head out last night about 10 o'clock and had a look at the site. It looks absolutely fantastic. I'm hoping I'll be looking maybe tomorrow, maybe I'll have time tomorrow to go out again, but no, it's absolutely packed with things to do and people to meet and see, so it's great.
It's very impressive as well that the publicists were using a photograph of your good self in your first ever interview mode for Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM, of course. That was very impressive as well, really.
Yes, very impressive. Thank you very much for that.
Katie, any questions?
What are you looking forward to the most?
Probably having a go on the Land Train. If you've seen that, it's really fantastic. I've been promised a ride on that tomorrow. Red Arrows, again, they were practicing the other day, and it's so impressive. I never get tired of it, and I don't think anybody will. They'll just be looking at the sky. It's fantastic.
Have they offered you a ride in one of the Red Arrow aircraft as yet?
No, not yet, but you never know, Alex.
I think, I mean, you know, at least there's no jiu-jitsu from that sort of point of view.
Very true, very true. You never
Although
know.
It can be arranged.
Yeah, that's very true.
We're continuing our, well, actually, promenade. We haven't even started the promenade as yet, but we're delighted now to speak to
Liz Cartwright.
Liz, your official role is?
Well, we're helping, supporting with the PR today. So we've been helping sort of get press along from all over the place and national press to come and see what the show's got to offer.
So when we see Cartwright Communications, it's nothing to do with Bonanza or the Ponderosa. That is, in fact, your good self.
It is my good self, yes, and I'm a Lincolnshire girl. And you may know Cartwright Brothers, that's my family firm as well in Lincoln. This is a real sort of return to the old days for me because years ago I used to come along and report for the Lincolnshire Echo. So I started out on the Lincolnshire Echo a very, very long time ago.
You know, I think I've seen the plaque that's actually there, Liz, saying this Cartwright worked here. I'm sure Stephen Fletcher was talking about that. It was one of the first things when he took up the post. He said, very impressed, that's still there.
Well, it's probably my rusty old typewriter as well there too. So
typewriter, amazing.
Oh, yes.
So what are you most looking forward to from your own point of view? Or is it a case of you looking after the press, you're just going to actually lie down in a darkened room for the duration of the toll too?
I think we're going to have a really busy day. We've got a lot of press. We've got nearly 50, and those are from publications like Horse and Hound and farming publications. So we're just going to be making sure that they're all sorted, fed, watered and informed of everything that's going on today, and try and get as much as we can out of the show so that more people come back next year.
There's already a sense that there's a buzz around the showground at this time of the morning that suggests that actually, even though obviously the Lincolnshire Show has always been a standard in quality and events, etc., it's suddenly getting more of its mojo back. Would you say that's possibly a fair comment?
I think it's fair to say that there's been a real buzz around this show this year. I think it's a fantastic event and a really important event in the county calendar. And there is a buzz this morning. I can't believe that so many people sort of buzzing around the ground at such an early hour of the morning. And
taking from the press, I mean, it's most unusual, obviously.
Yes, very unusual. They normally got hangovers, haven't they?
I couldn't possibly comment, you know, and I won't. Katie, thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because I've never really been to anything like this before, so it's all a new experience for me.
So Liz, advice for Katie?
Flat shoes.
Good, always important. And just to clarify that, no relation whatsoever to the series Bonanza. You're probably far too young to remember Lawn Green and Company.
I'm sorry to say, no. I'm not too young to remember. I do remember it, and no, we're not.
Little Joe, I thought they might be the brothers, really.
No, not.